The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
In Isaiah 52, 1-3, there is a salvation mentioned that is without cost. Is this talking about eternal salvation? And who is he talking to? What are the possibilities here? Let's have a discussion about it today, here on Grace in Focus. We are a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We come to you each weekday, and we're glad you're with us today. Our website is faithalone.org, and at that website there are many things that may interest you. We have a number of articles that we've written, different topics. If there's something that you have a question about, it's likely there's an article there that you can read. You will also find our blogs and our bookstore, where Bob Wilkins' latest book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege, is available. It's all at faithalone.org. And now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
And we have a question that has sprung from a conversation we had with Bob, and this is not Bob Wilkin. We know a lot of Bobs.
We do know a lot of Bobs.
But anyway, from Bob, he was asking about the redemption that's in Isaiah.
And specifically I'm not sure redemption so much as the free salvation. I'm going to use the word salvation very broadly here. But yeah, what does Isaiah mean when he talks about that the nation will be saved without cost or without money?
Right. And an example of that is, and I'm going to read this verse in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 3. Let me just put in a plug. You know, GES is putting together the Old Testament commentary, and Catherine here is the one who is doing the book of Isaiah. So in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 3, and as I read this verse for all of our listeners, when you hear these words, is this talking about the offer of eternal life, or is it talking about something else? Because when we first hear these words, I think even a lot of grace people might be tempted to say, well, this is talking about eternal life, because here's what Isaiah says. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money.
That's right.
We would say without cost. So you are redeemed without cost.
So it's free.
It's absolutely free. And, you know, Zane Hodges' book, I'm looking at it right now on my shelf, absolutely free. And he's talking about eternal life. So is that what Isaiah is talking about here in Isaiah 52? And this is not the only place where this salvation or whatever he's referring to is free. It's
right.
Without cost. It's without money. And so, again, we would be tempted to say, okay, that's probably what's
right. We're
going
free grace people, so it's free. So
right.
It's eternal life. Yeah.
Now, one of the problems we have with this before we let Catherine expand on this is in the verse immediately before that.
That's right. Yeah.
So we're talking about Isaiah 52:2. He is talking to Jerusalem. And then in verse 2, it ends by saying, O captive daughter of Zion.
Also in verse 1, O Jerusalem, the holy city.
Yes. So, okay, he's talking about Jerusalem. Is it legitimate to say, oh, no, this is the church? Obviously, we would say, at least for me, it would be like, no, this is not talking. Or is he talking to Jerusalem that there's a time coming when I'm going to give you eternal life absolutely free? So he's talking to the Jews, because obviously Isaiah's not thinking of the church, because the church is a mystery. It's not revealed in the Old Testament. So as your work on the Old Testament commentary, what have you come up? And Bob asked a question about this, because Bob took the position that this is talking about the offer of eternal life, right?
In a different passage, which maybe we'll get to, which has similar language, which is in the same book, which is just a few chapters later in chapter 55. Yes, I think that was Bob's view. And so first, Isaiah at this point is talking to the Babylonian exiles, the Jews that have been taken into captivity by Babylon. And part of the messaging here is that, yes, you were cut off. Yes, the Lord put you in time out, if you will, for those 70 years because you were dum-dums and fell into idolatry and all that, but that he has not forsaken you.
Now, I'm curious, the phrase when he says, "For you have sold yourself for nothing."
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously using that as a contrast or a parallel. You will be redeemed without cost.
Right.
So you sold yourself
into slavery. The issue here is slavery. By their actions, they enslaved themselves, we could maybe say, to sin. And because of that, they were turned over to the wrath of God.
And that when he says for nothing, do you take the view then that you didn't really get anything in return?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. This was a bad deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You went off into captivity.
Right.
And you went there. And what did you get in return?
Right.
You got nothing in return.
That's right. But he's also speaking here, there's the immediate context to the readers that are in exile. And part of the messaging there is that God has not forsaken his people. He is going to deliver the Israelites. He is going to preserve a remnant and bring them out of Babylon. But he's here specifically looking further into the future at the tribulation period, and that there's going to be a full redemption of the Israelites in the coming of Christ. So there is a foretaste of that in the return of the Babylonian exiles. But the message is the same. God has not forsaken his people.
Well, I think it's interesting. You know, we mentioned the word redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
And so often people think redeemed is the same thing as being saved from hell.
Right.
And it's not.
It's not.
It's being bought out of slavery.
That's right.
And he says in the first part of this verse, you sold yourself.
And he also talks about right before that in verse 2, shake yourself from the dust, arise, sit down, O Jerusalem, loose yourself from the bonds of your neck. So it's chains, right? They've got chains on this. So it's very much captive daughters of Zion. So the emphasis here is on slavery.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
On their servitude of their oppression, he uses that word in verse 4. In verse 4, he describes Israel's history as being held captive by the Egyptians, right? We all know the story. They're in Egypt for 400 years, and they are turned into their slaves. And then the Lord, what? Redeems them. Same thing with Assyria, who oppressed them, and then to the readers.
That's also in verse 4.
That's right. And then the Babylonians who have mocked their God and who have mistreated them. But here again, he's going to deliver the exiles, and he will do the same at the end of the tribulation period. So no, it's not the church. God has not forsaken his people, and he's going to fulfill those promises to them, and he's going to redeem them. So when we talk about that redemption, it's not about the individual receiving eternal life. It is about this tiny, desolate, broken nation is going to be made beautiful once again.
They won't be slaves anymore.
They won't be slaves. And he talks about the beautiful garments that they're going, that it's going to wear. And so it's going to be, the idea here is the full scope of their deliverance from their enemies. And I would also add from their servitude to sin.
Okay, so that's what redemption means, to be bought out of that. Okay, so how is this without cost then? He says this is without cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people would say, well, wait a second. If I'm going to live holy, or even in the tribulation period,
yeah,
the Jews who are believers are going to have to repent, mm-hmm, call upon the Lord. Isn't that work? So what do you think Isaiah means here when he says, I'm going to redeem you without cost? You sold yourself for nothing, and I'm going to redeem you without cost.
I think a couple things. One being, we are right at the edge of the suffering servant description, which is the end of chapter 52 and into, obviously, we all know Isaiah 53 and the picture of Christ who will suffer and die and then be exalted, which is what is going to, through his sacrifice, it is through his blood that the nation will be delivered in this way. They couldn't do this in their own power. The nation could never have come up with this plan, first of all, but could never have redeemed themselves out of their slavery and their servitude. It can only be done.
The source of
yes.
this redemption.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's not. Yeah, they couldn't accomplish it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the source of this redemption, but this redemption is freedom from slavery to sin.
Which, that's the second thing I want to bring out, that verse 7 is quoted in Romans 10. And this is where it also can get a little tricky, because he talks about the good news, or the, quote, gospel of peace. And Paul's using it in Romans as he's talking about the nation of Israel as well. Romans 9, 10, and 11 is all about the nation of Israel. What is God going to do with his people? Is he just done with them? And the answer is no, he is going to deliver them at the end of the tribulation, and they're going to be a righteous people. They will be holy. They will be faithful. Not only have they will they believe, but they will be a righteous people and actually fulfill their role, which was always intended for the nation to be a light to the world. But it's interesting here when you look at verse 7, and he's talking about this good news. What is the good news that he says to Zion, your God?
There's Israel again.
Israel again. And this is the good news. What? Your God reigns. So it's looking forward to this kingdom in which Jerusalem, Zion, is going to be the center of the world, this city on a hill that will magnify the wisdom and the incredible multifaceted plans that the Lord has always had for Israel. And again, I think going back to this idea that the nations mocked the God of Israel when they saw what happened to them by Babylon. They said, oh, their God obviously, you know, is a weakling or didn't really love them. But then by redeeming them out of Babylon, we see that, no, the God of Israel is real. Isn't that what happens today? Well, God just got rid of Israel and replaced them with the church.
Yeah.
But that one day in his return, when he delivers them from the man of sin, we will see that through Israel that the Lord will be truly glorified.
And this is something that Israel could never do for themselves.
That's right.
Right? Romans, like you said, mm-hmm. the salvation there in Romans 10,
that
he quotes there in Romans, here in verse 7, is the salvation where they're delivered. It's without cost, because they're not going to do it through sacrifices.
Nope.
They're not going to do it because they're a good people.
Nope.
God is going to accomplish all this.
That's right.
And the source is Christ. So, well, we hope this does a couple things for you. We hope that it caused you to look at some of these verses in Isaiah differently. And until we meet again, remember,
keep grace in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening, and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our next episode, hope you'll join us. A little phrase teachers use, no fruit, no root. What does this mean? Hope you'll join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.